There's a growing infestation of zebra mussels on the Missouri reservoirs. Gary Hinkle is Deputy Chief of Operations in Omaha for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says Gavin's Point Dam in Yankton County has been hit the hardest so far.
For the summer of 2020, Gavin's had to have each of the three units shut down at three different times to clear the zebra mussels from the cooling water piping. A typical Gavin's Point outage for a week could be up to $50,000 in lost revenue.
Hinkle says that loss of revenue could raise utility prices for customers of the Western Area Power Administration.
People that benefit from the power that we produce actually have an arrangement where they will provide the government upfront funding for important projects, usually capital improvement projects.
Hinkle says prices have not risen yet because of zebra mussels. Gavin's Point Dam is the only one on the reservoir that's needed maintenance so far, but the Army Corps is using other methods to prevent the zebra mussels from spreading. Russell Kiefer is Operation Projects Manager at Fort Randall Dam, just upstream from Gavin's Point. He says zebra mussels attach to the inside of pipes, clogging the cooling devices needed for generating units.
You're probably talking a good month to remove all the air coolers and clean them out and so forth. That's a lot of revenue loss. It'd be millions in lost revenue just for an outage to take care of something and that can be easily treated for, $25,000-$30,000 a year using Earth-Tech QZ chemical in an injection system.
Kiefer says his team is getting ahead of the problem. Fort Randall will inject a diluted copper ion solution into the cooling system of the dam later this summer. It will knock zebra mussel colonies out of the piping. Kiefer says even further upstream at the Big Bend Dam, they're using a copper generator that works similarly to the copper ion solution. Both facilities had to get pesticide permits to use copper in their cooling system. That's because the copper eventually makes its way downstream. John Hargrave is a water quality specialist for the Army Corps Omaha District.
It will be massively diluted because of just the volumes that they have going through their upstream and downstream. And it's what we saw at Big Bend is just the volumes going through there will dilute it to a level that's below the detection limit at our laboratory.
Hargrave says the Corps will continue to watch levels of copper concentration. Zebra mussels are native to Eurasia, but hitchhiked in the ballast tanks of ocean-going ships. They were first discovered in the Great Lakes in 1988. Since then, the mussels have lake-hopped to other waterways across the U.S. Tiny zebra mussels are called villagers. UV light systems can destroy them, a technique the Corps is trying in some locations. Nick Harrington is communications manager for the State Game, Fish, and Parks Department. He says boaters can help prevent the spread of mussels.
They're microscopic, and there can be, in a five-gallon bucket, you look in, it looks like it's empty. It's not. I mean, in that five-gallon bucket, we could have 900 villagers in there, and if that gets moved to a different water body, that's how these zebra mussels spread.
Harrington says that's the reason for a state law that makes people take their boat plugs out when moving from one body of water to another. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.